Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Life Conversations Radio Network is expanding to become a global media for spiritual growth and transformation, and we want your support. Help us take it to the next level. If you listen to 1 minute, 5 minutes, or weekly to Life Conversations Radio Network, you are renewed, restored, and rejuvenated with guests who will inspire you to love and honor you. By funding this project, you are investing in yourself and humanity. We even have wonderful rewards when you contribute. Go to pleasefund.com/pages/347 for more detail. That's pleasefund.com/pages/347. We are one. It's time to share the message.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
And go to fourparents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Has stopped. shine your light on me. Send them down to me. Send your peace down to me.
Shine your light down on us.
Shine your light on me. Shine your light on me. Ooh, yes, yes, yes. R. Kelly offering a wonderful, wonderful prayer. It's all about peace in the brotherhood. All over Africa, in the prison, in the nations, religion, peace. Shine your light on me. And when we can remember to pray to God, talk to God, then we can navigate life's challenges. Prayer is talking to God. Meditation is listening to what you ask for. Meditation is listening to God. And knowing that you are one with God, when you pray, you're communicating with a deeper place of your consciousness. A deeper you, your higher self, the spiritual self, the eternal self, the self that was never born and that will never die, that has all the answers, all the wisdom to help you navigate this planet. So when we pray, we declare in the truth, we're going within to search for the answer to the challenges. And then we become the seed that bursts open to spread the fruits of joy, of creativity, of peace, of love unto the rest of the world. And when you become the peace that you want to see, you will be feeling really peaceful. R. Kelly, that's from the Happy People You Saved Me CD. I think that came out in what? 93. I don't know. Came out somewhere. But anyway, if you want to find out when that came out, you can go to his website. It's rkelly.com. r-kelly.com. Yes, the R. Kelly. There's another track on that CD, if you don't know, called Spirit. Just another powerful song. Let's get this party rolling. I'm back. That's right, I'm back. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you're alive. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference simply because you are. Because you are here, because you're breathing, because you're thinking, because you're feeling, because you're going through challenges, you're making a difference. Because every thought you're thinking is creating something on some level. Everything you're feeling, or the feelings you're feeling, is creating change. So you are making a difference. You get to ask yourself right now, would I like to see the manifestation of what I'm thinking right now? Would I like to see the manifestation of what I'm feeling right now? Would I like to see the manifestation of what I'm putting into action right now? So whatever it is, you get to choose, you get to decide. And you know, whatever you think, whatever you create, whatever you think, that's the most important thing. Whatever you think, as I said, is creating in some level, and you will reap the benefit first. So what do you do when you're feeling sad? Oh, my God, I don't want to rip the benefit of sadness. Okay, well, you can acknowledge it. Because in acknowledging your sadness, your depression, your pain, your hurt, in acknowledging it and recognize that you are feeling that, you're bringing awareness to it. So feeling sadness is not something to be afraid of. But when you have the awareness and you become the observer of your own life, wow, I feel sad. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I can make it. I'm afraid. That awareness helps you start to bring healing to the table, if you will. So you can eat of your own soul food. Yeah, I love it. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. And all the shows are archived. You can, all the shows are archived. And you can download the show by subscribing on iTunes. What you got to do is go to iTunes and type in Life Conversations, and you can subscribe, and all the shows will be downloaded to your iStuff, you know, the iPads, and even your computer as well. So even if you don't, if you do PC, you don't have to have a Mac to get downloaded. That's one way to have the show, so you can listen on the go when you're traveling, when you're going through stuff, when you're going through something. Don't take it out of me. That's another R. Kelly line from Happy People. But anyway, yes, you can listen to this show. And there are many ways. You can just be friends with myself or Celeste, because we would definitely make sure you know the show is running, that the show is live. We're committed to the mission. So, you know, I can definitely count on Celeste, because she'd be out there posting. I'm like, oh, time is it. I got too much things to do. If they really want to listen, they'll go to lifeconversationsradio.com. But I'm back. I am refreshed. I am grateful. I like to think of, I say what I had was like a semi vacation. I'm still working and still airing recorded shows. And I had to do some editing. So I don't know if I should have just done live shows. Nah. Editing was good, even though there was one that I stayed up, period. Forget the time, edited. But it's fun, you know, it's cool, it's fun. It's, if I wasn't doing this, I'd be doing this. That's what I tell people. so nice to see you in the chat room for Saggy or for Saggy. Splendor is in the chat room. CJ, Carly Jackson, what are you waiting for? You are on purpose, Teresa. Yes, she is. She said, I am so happy. Gosh, you're really happy. She said, I know he's back live. Yeah, I'm alive. Yippee! She said, I'm officially addicted. Well, the great thing about being addicted to what happens on Life Conversations Radio, as Life Coach at a radio show, is the side effect is incurable. It's laughter, it's joy, it's creativity, it's peace of mind. Because once you take a drop of Life Coach out there, you get inspired. You feel transformed. You may even be inspired to just listen and get still. You know, when things are going on in your world, instead of really freaking out, saying, I need to get a high, you just get still. And you go within and you get this internal buzz. And they say, wow, are you high? You're like, yes, I am. I'm high on life. I don't need no intervention because I'm having a transformation. Welcome all the silent listeners disguised as guests. Tam Tam is in the house. Welcome, my sister friend. Others that listen on the phone line, thank you very much. Appreciate you. Those of you listening in Atlanta, sometimes I want to go to people listening in Atlanta. You know, I'm in Atlanta, so when I see people listening from Atlanta on the phone line, I'm like, I'm going to go, I want to be sneaky and say, hello. But I won't do that. I don't want to scare anybody. Not yet. Celeste is back in the house. She's been taking a break. And 1 o'clock, CM with CM. Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Around 1. And the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. You know the number. Call in with your questions, your comments, your doubts, your fears, your worries, your discrimination. Okay, call in with that too, your discrimination. But I was going to say disagreement. But whatever it is, bring it up so we can all grow together, heal together. And then, you know, whatever we're dealing with, whatever you are dealing with, if one person experiences it, we can all relate to it. 347-426-3346. This is the house of love, and house of love, and we know that love is the highest, is the most powerful healer. So whatever you bring to the house of love, love is going to raise its vibration. Because that's what true healers do. True healers raise the vibration. That's all it is. Life is it's about vibration. What you're feeling, what you're going through, it's about vibration. And you have the power to turn your vibration down, and you're kind of like, I don't like Mondays. Mondays have never been a good day. Oh, great, it's Wednesday. Yes, and some Thursday and Friday. Oh, I love Friday. No, you get to tune that up, but you can have the Friday feeling on a Monday. It's your choice. Don't buy into societal BS. You're in control of your own vibration. You get to raise your own vibration. You get to say, I want to feel good. I want to feel free. Even if my life is not the way I want it to be right now, I want to feel the goodness. So you can just say, why wait till Friday? Right now, TGIF, thank God I am free. So, 347-426-3346. We're also taking your questions, your comments, your answers, your whatever you've got. Just bring it. What have you been up to? What's showing up in your world? You can go to the Ask Life Coach at a fan page, like page, post your questions there and anything you want to share with us. If you don't do Facebook, can't get on Facebook, afraid of Facebook, addicted to Facebook, or just had enough of Facebook, you can go to liveconversationsmedia.com, liveconversationsmedia.com. And what do they do when they get there? Oh, click the Live Conversations Radio tab. When you click that, another there's a drop menu. Click the Ask Addy and fill in the email. And you have a little math test to do. So, yeah, I think we're ready to jump into the show. But before we do that, we're asking you right now to share the show with your lovers, your haters, your enemies, because they're all one. You are the lover. You are your own hater, because if you spot it, you got it. But if you can't deal with that, I say you spot it, heal it. If you think someone is hating you, heal them. Send them love. But truly, haters are just misguided. They're confused cheerleaders. They're misguided. I mean, they're not mad at you. They're mad at themselves. Because when you get to know them, you realize they're in pain. And your enemy, oh, please, that's just your inner me. That's your inner self. Nobody's against you. You are one with the one. Life doesn't contradict itself. Life is lawful. Life is not in conflict with itself. So there's no confliction or affliction. 347-426-3346. I see you guys chatting in the chat room. I'll come back to that in a few if I can get to it. I'm happy to see you all. We're ready to, I don't know, so much has happened since being on vacation. The next vacation I got to take is going to be one where I just don't do, it's impossible to do nothing. Oops, impossible. Yeah, well, let's see. How do I flip impossible? Yeah, it is impossible to do nothing. It means impossible to do nothing? Nah, that don't work. Just leave it alone. But anyway, it is possible to just be still. There you go. Let's just do that. Let's take a positive spin. Let's raise the vibration. So the next one I'm going to take, I'm just going to take a break, have fun, maybe go surfing, go swimming, go scuba diving, all the things that I've always wanted to do. You know, I know I could do it. I just haven't allowed myself. I'll do something different, be completely refreshed. But in the meantime, I've been grateful for the opportunity to stay away, get away, relax, rest. My body to kind of like, okay, ooh, sleep is good, you know. So today's topic, what are we talking about today? Well, we want to make sense of life's challenges. We're all going through it and growing through it, and we say, why me? What is going on? My life seems to be this just one problem after the other. This life for the past 10 years, I've just been in one trouble after the other. I think my family are cursed. I think I got bad karma. Shut up. You don't. Well, you do if you say you do, but you don't. Because the truth is, you don't. There is nothing like bad karma or good karma. Just stop it. Because the minute you go into bad karma, good karma, you have now bit. You are now eating from the tree of life called good and evil. But really, the tree of life is the tree of life. You call it good or evil. And the minute you do that, you will start to feel separated from the source. You will start to feel separated from God. You will start to feel separated from yourself. So how do we make sense of life's
challenges, I'm going to tell you. But you know, the answer to all of this is everywhere. It's about awareness. I keep feeling there's something I need to say, but I don't know what it is. So it'll come up. So let's just keep it rolling. It'll come up, whatever it is. There's so much. And I think, you know, we're all going through challenges. We're all going through something individually, collectively, nationally, internationally, the whole world. The planet is going through a shift. Mother Earth is going through a shift. There was an earthquake in California yesterday. I mean, there's all kinds of things happening that we don't even know about, hear about. But we think, well, I don't know if we think, but we tend to focus. That's what I mean to say. Yeah, we tend to focus. I knew there was something else I was supposed to say. We tend to focus on the things that that's brought to our attention that we consider to be bad, or evil, or sad, or traumatic. But if we zoom out sometimes and realize that while there are traumatic things going on in my life, in other people's lives, while there's chaos in the world, there's good going on in the world. There's great things are happening in the world. Transformation is happening in the world. Inspiration is happening in the world. It's all about perspective. It's all about your awareness. But I'll talk more about that because my wonderful co-producer just said, you forgot to do the announcement. Yeah, I did. I knew there was something. Intuition, that's another thing. We'll talk about that too. Oh, I just love it. That's something that lets you know, wait a minute, there's an information here. Tomorrow we have Barbara Berger and Tim Ray, mother-son team. They're joining us tomorrow. We're talking about the science of mind, science of the mind. You know, in understanding the science of the mind, it helps us deal with life challenges. So they're going to be here. We've had Barbara by herself, and we've had Tim by himself. We talked about relationship with Tim, and with Barbara, we talk about awakened human being. And then we on Wednesday, we have Ancestral Blueprint. Ancestral Blueprint with Lisa Iverson and Thursday, part two, what? So this is telling me from part two. I don't know if it's part two for this show. I don't know. She's trying to hypnotize me. I don't know if Thursday is part two of this show. It'll be what it is. Maybe it is. So make sure you tune in. We're going to update the calendar. Actually, I was working on the calendar during my vacation, but it didn't quite turn out right. But I'm still working on it. So sooner or later on the Life Conversations Media site, we'll have a calendar for you to go and check. But I have to let go. I have to let go. That's how you deal with life challenges, because there are some things that if I just judge it by peers, I'll be. But there's no need to do that. There's no need to do that. So let's talk about the challenges that we're going through and growing through. So much is happening. We're asking questions, why is this happening to me? Some people say, I'm a good person. I meditate. I pray. I do this. I give of myself. I volunteer. Why are bad things happening to me? You know, we even say, why do bad things happen to good people? That's just the mindset. It's not true. It's not true. See, the minute we do good or bad, we get ourselves jacked up. I was at a gathering yesterday, a discussion in Atlanta, and the theme was ordinary to extraordinary. And I certainly met some extraordinary people, which was put together by a dear friend of mine, Brenda Kay, and her friends that are now my friends, Darren and Emily. But we were talking about life, the challenges, and really it was more, not so much the challenges, but us recognizing our spiritual nature. That we are eternal, that we have access to intuition, to all the wisdom of God, that we are connected to that. And while sitting down in that group, and as I was feeling that energy, oh my God, I was on fire when I just, don't take much, but I was on fire. I had this image. It's like each and every one of us, it's like we are like a seed. And based on where we are in the world, you know, some of us You're born into a place as a desert, a tropical island. But whatever it is, the conditions of where we were born has kind of coated us, like encrusted the seed that we are. So we have all life experiences that has coated the seed, the pure essence that we are. Now, spiritual growth and transformation, the spiritual practice is about allowing ourselves to dissolve the crust that is around us, you know, which comes as judgment of the past, the pain, the trauma, the judgment. You know, the things that were said about us that's not true. So as the seed, you have everything in you to make it through life. You have everything within you to transform, to grow, to develop. Because you know, how do you really do that when things are painful, where life seems challenging? And you hear me saying that you're a seed, and you're encrusted by life circumstances, the judgment, the polarization of what's going on in the world. I'm white, you're black, this happened, that happened, I'm a Democrat, you're a Republican, I don't like you, don't like me, I'm spiritual, I'm you're religious, you're Muslim, you're Christian. You know, think about it. We say, I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious. Now, when you think of the religions, so many of them to name, but particularly the ones in the West that are very prominent for us is the Muslim and the Christian religion. We now, even that religion now is polarized. The conversations out there to think one is worse and one is better, one is evil. But when we realize that, that's just when you're coming from a human consciousness, the polarization is really a need to find oneself, because there is an inner conflict saying, deep inside of me, I feel like I got a seed of greatness. I feel like I got a seed of unlimited abundance. But there's this crust, there's this coating that makes me feel restricted. And I don't know how to break out of it. There's this shell that's making me feel limited. But I really want to break out of it. So some of us give up and we say, well, you know, I guess I can't break out of the cell, of the shell, of this coat that is keeping me limited and restricted. But I'm better than that seed over there, because that seed is in a country where, say, you know, it's just dry land. Or that country, that seed is birthing in a country where, you know, they oppress women. So I'm better. Or, you know, we have all these ideas that we make up. We end up using this thought, this belief system, to create challenges in our lives. So how do we make sense of life's challenges? We go back to the beginning. We go back to the beginning. What is the beginning? What am I talking about? The beginning is when you ask yourself, who are you? Who are you? I want you to think about that. You most regular listeners, you've heard me, you hear me ask guests when they come on, the first question I ask them is, who are you? Even if they've been here before. Because when the clearer we are about who we are, the more empowered we are to navigate life. The clearer you are about who you are, the more empowered you are to navigate life. Because everybody can say, yep, I got some issues, I got some challenges that I'm going through and growing through. And you're going through it and growing through it. But if you don't know who you are, it's challenging to know what you want. When you don't know what you want, you can't ask for what you need. When you can't ask for what you need, you feel like you're not enough. So when we go back to the beginning and say, who am I? I am a spiritual being. What does that mean? I am eternal. I am one with the source. I am one with God. I am one with the divine mind. I am one with the divine consciousness. Now, for some of us, that's just fancy words. The work for us, your responsibility, your ability to respond to life, is to say, what does that mean? What does that look like in my life? Because the life challenges that you're going through and growing through as simply your the challenge that you're having right now, and you may have many, but think of one of the challenges you're going through. Guess what? That's your life coach. The things that are getting in your nerves, the things that are causing you to feel frustrated, the thinking, feeling like you don't know if you're going to make it, whatever you're going through and growing through is your life coach. Because a great life coach will stretch you. A great life coach will help you see your potential. A great life coach will let you know that there's seed of greatness within you. So the challenges that you're going through, they're like, you know, we buy olive oil and we say pressed, something pressed oil. But when you just, let me go back to one that I know rather than the concept I'm trying to pull. But the life is trying to press the good out of you. It's trying to press the good out of you. The challenges that you're going through and growing through, whatever it is. Now, you may say, well, what about this? What about that? The fact that I was abused, you know, because we always do that. What about a child that was abused? Are you saying life is trying to push out the best out of the child? What has the child done? The child is innocent. Yeah, from a human perspective. But do you understand that each one of us, even a child, is on a soul mission? And no matter how pure, how innocent you think a child is, the soul is about business, it's about transformation, it's about evolution. A soul wants to grow. So that soul comes on this planet to experience what it needs to experience so that it can grow, so that it can evolve. Life is revolving and we're evolving. So what about a child that was born in a country who is innocent and didn't do anything wrong, but there's war and there's famine? That soul came here because the soul itself doesn't deal with, there's a part of you that transcends, which is what we're talking about. It transcends the physical circumstances. So on a soul level, there is no good or bad. It's just the perfect condition for it, for the soul to transform, to grow. The challenges that you're going through are your life coaches. The challenges are the manure of your life. The challenges are the BS of your life. Because you need some BS for what you're planting to grow. So your soul planted itself in your mother's womb. And when you came out, see, when you were in your mother's womb, things were a little bit better. And you said, no, I need more, I need more. And then you came out and your soul said, oh, we're going to need some manure. We're going to need some BS. Pile it on top of me. The challenges you're going through are fertilizer to help you grow and know who you are. But you've got to go back to the beginning. It's not always easy. Sometimes it's painful. Sometimes it's confusing. But the truth is, if you're willing to just stop, sometimes just even admit that you don't know what's going on, that you have no clue, that you need help, that you can look at your own life and become an observer of your life. And if you're feeling pretty ordinary and you don't know how to make your life extraordinary because so much is happening, well, you've got to just keep doing your spiritual practice. Getting real with yourself. Getting real with what you feel. Getting real with what you think. Asking for support, asking for guidance, because there is something super extra about you and is unique to you. But you've got to go back to the beginning. What's your gift? What's your talent? What are you passionate about? I was talking to somebody, I had a discussion yesterday, Sylvester,
he was saying, you know, some people say, well, I want to understand the meaning of my life. What am I here to do? But sometimes when people are saying, I want to know, I want my life to be meaningful, or I want to understand the meaning of my life, they're usually thinking it's got to be something big, that, you know, I'm here to do something amazing and the world has to know about me and it's going to bring me so much money and wealth and I'll be, you know, I'll be walking down the red carpet. That's not true for everybody. There are some people making a difference right now that you would never hear about. Believe it or not, the people that we know on this side of the planet, like the Oprahs and the Bill Gates and the Michael Beckwith and the Yella Van Zandt and the Steve Jobs that are doing amazing things, yes, there are places in the world, they don't know who they are. But life goes on. I've got some tips to share with you on making sense out of life challenges. And, you know, I can give you a blanket tip that you have to personalize for yourself. But if you're going through something right now and, you know, whatever, if you just want to share your story, your experience, your challenges, so we can all shift in consciousness, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346 is the number. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. You are a seed of life. You are a seed of greatness. The universe planted you a long time ago, and you must experience the seasons of change. So you may want to ask yourself, while we will take this break in a minute, in 2 seconds, maybe you're going through your spring season. Maybe you're going through a rebirthing. Maybe you're being birthed right now. Are you in your spring season? Or maybe you're in your summer season where things are just like, things are turning out. I mean, there are little things I need to work on, but, you know, I'm flowering right now. I'm feeling good. I don't have no issues in my life. Yeah, great. Good. Maybe you're going through the fall season, the autumn season, the harvest. Well, it's time to look at what you created, the goals that you set. And maybe it's now time to give to others, to be of service, to be selfish. Being of service to humanity is a selfish act. Maybe it's time for you to be of service. So you just say, oh my God, look at all this harvest. Look at all all my fruits, the seed bearing fruit, and now I get to experience the abundance. Maybe you're going through the winter season, you're dying. They hibernate in things, and just be still. Take a breath and listen. And know that right where you are is right where you're supposed to be. And what you're going through and growing through right now is the perfect condition for your soul transformation. Even if you wish your life was different, even if you wish you weren't going through what you're going through and growing through, that what you are dealing with right now, the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever you want to call it, it's the perfect condition for you to be more of who you are. Sometimes we like to hide. You know, I say sometimes, you know, in the spiritual community, but it's not exclusive to the spiritual community. It's human nature to always want to talk about the things that are going well. Oh, you know, well, you know, I've got some issues going on. Yes, fine, of course. We're not talking about dwelling on things that are challenging. But there is something about telling the truth. There's something about telling the truth. And the greatest gift we can give ourselves is the gift of telling the truth. The truth of what you're going through, the truth of what you feel, the truth of who you are. Because when we give each other that gift, when we say to one another, you know, I'm having a challenging time too. Yeah, I'm feeling kind of depressed too. Somebody who's depressed rather than, oh my God, they're depressed. I don't want to have a negative conversation because then they're going to, you know, I'm going to start getting in touch with my own depression. And I was like, I understand. I don't know how to make it through. I'm kind of challenged right now. I need help. But maybe together we can support one another.
You know, what have you used in the past? I don't know. But in that moment when you acknowledge what you're going through, something, some inspiration, some thought, some idea will be revealed to you. The question is, are you paying attention? Because life, God, the universe, spirit, your soul is daring you to live your best life. We'll take a call too, yes. But we're going to take a break before we take a call, and we'll be back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations Radio Network is expanding to become a global media for spiritual growth and transformation, and we want your support. Help us take it to the next level. If you listen to 1 minute, 5 minutes, or weekly to Life Conversations Radio Network, you are renewed, restored, and rejuvenated with guests who will inspire you to love and honor you. By funding this project, you are investing in yourself and humanity. We even have wonderful rewards when you contribute. Go to pleasefund.com/pages/347 for more detail. That's pleasefund.com/pages/347. We are one. It's time to share the message.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you. And yes, we are expanding. We're asking for your support. pleasefund.com/pages/347. What can you give? What can you share? Whatever you give, we have something we're giving back to you. And we give thanks in advance. And give thanks in advance for your contribution as we grow and expand in consciousness. The vision is being realized. We say yes. As we say, yes, I'm excited. I'm excited. Let's just leave it as that. And I'll tell you why I'm excited in a minute. I was going to play music, but I think I'll play a song after this call. But anyway, we're talking about making sense of life's challenges and talking about telling the truth. And I'm wanting you to consider that maybe you're a seed. And as a seed, you have everything you need to develop into a mighty oak. Consider yourself to be an acorn, or maybe not an acorn, maybe something else. But every seed has within it everything it needs to develop, to grow, to become a tree, to turn into branches and leaves and flowers and fruits. But you know the difference between seeds and human beings, well, actually, two things come up for me. You may think some others, but the two important things, I think this is too important for me. It's important for me. Two important things about seeds and human beings is seeds, first of all, recognize that all it's got to do, I don't know if you really recognize it, because that kind of eliminates the next thing I was going to say, but it would all make sense in a minute. The seed knows, I don't know if he knows, but anyway, this is what I'm trying to say. Just get it out.
calm down, slow down. The seed surrenders to life. When the seed is planted into Mother Earth, the seed surrenders. It doesn't say, oh my God, all this dirt on me. Oh, I hate it. I got bad karma. That's why they're putting all this manure on me. Oh, I can't see. It's dark in here. I'm struggling. Please, God, help me. Why is this happening? The seed surrenders. And in that surrender, the seed gives birth to itself. So that's something we can learn from the seed. The art of surrendering. The art of surrendering. The other thing that is important to know about a seed, when you compare it to human beings, a seed can't think outside of circumstances, which is why I was tripping myself up 2 seconds ago. The seed doesn't say, I don't know if I want this dirt on me. Well, why is this happening to me? Maybe I need to meditate. I don't think it does, but so we'll stick with that. But we as human beings, we can think outside of circumstances. We're evolved enough to say, wow, I'm going through this depressive moment of my life, but I can choose differently. And if a seed can think outside of circumstances, what does that mean? You know, if a seed can really say, I don't want dirt piled on top of me. I don't want manure piled on top of me. The seed will give farmers some hell. We won't have the fruit. So the fact that we can think outside of circumstances, that right now as you're listening to me, you're thinking other thoughts. Either you're having a new awareness or you may be having a thought that contradicts what I'm saying. You can use that power, that ability to align you with the truth of who you are. But you are truly a seed of greatness. We are going to take a call. Okay, let's go to Renee in Atlanta. It is so nice to talk to you, Renee, and connect with you. How are you doing, Renee?
I'm fine. I'm doing so much better since I've been listening to you today. It's so much inspiration.
I'm grateful. I'm grateful. And thank you for always listening.
Yeah.
Your number is one of the numbers I've been wondering, who is that? Now I know. That's why I was saying earlier I'm excited. It's like, oh, I get to talk to that number. I've always thought, who is that number? You're one of those numbers anyway.
So
what's going on in your world?
Well, I'm just, I've been searching for a job and there's been a lot of rejections, and I'm just trying to remain confident and remain knowing that, you know, what I seek is seeking me. So, but with the rejection, it kind of, you know, shakes your confidence. And
That is the truth. I mean, that is the truth. I mean, that's, you know, sometimes we say don't focus on rejection, but don't focus on but being aware of what is happening. Yes, because when you start to see yourself as the application form or the fact that you want a job and you just say, oh, nope, we don't have the position, or you're not qualified, you're overly qualified, you're not qualified enough, sometimes you tend to make it personal. You start to think it's me. Maybe I need to go back to school. Maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I should have gone to school. Maybe I shouldn't have quit that job. But, you know, you start going through that.
Yeah.
But the work is for you to know that the rejections are just that. They're not rejecting you. They're really not rejecting you. The rejection really takes away your confidence once you make it be you. Even though your work is to see how can you see the rejection as something positive.
Mm-hmm.
How can you flip the rejection to move you towards what you want? So
that's
the question for you. How can you use that? Well, let's dance together since we're on this dance floor of life. How can you use that? If you want to think about the rejection, because it sounds like you've been using the rejection to say, oh, my God, whatever you've been coming up with, now.
Yeah,
how can
what's
you
wrong?
Flip that?
What's wrong with me?
What
am I doing
exactly
wrong?
What's wrong with you? Now, what else? What else have you said to yourself when your letter comes or the call comes or the email comes and you get the rejection? What kind of things have you said about yourself?
Was I speaking clearly enough, or what did I do that he wasn't impressed with me during the interview, or what am I doing wrong? That's basically.
Okay. Now, how can you flip that rejection? The fact that they're saying, nope, you didn't qualify, you didn't get selected. How can you flip that in a positive way, if you will, in a way that's empowering for you?
Just to say it's a learning process or...
Okay. Learning process. Okay. What else?
That I need to just keep going and don't give up. The one that's right for me will show up eventually.
Okay.
And
when you flip it like that, it is important to focus your energy on those statements, that the right one will show up for you. Don't give up, and really let that be your mindset. Now, we can take that one step deeper. Now, the job, are you applying for the same kind of job, same kind of position, or a different kind of job?
The same, trying to stay in the field that I am familiar with.
Okay. Let's stay with that. You want to stay in the field that you're familiar with.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, that's what I enjoyed doing for the past 6 years, and that's what I'm just comfortable. I feel that I have the experience in that.
Okay. Now, and I'm not saying you shouldn't follow that path, but and it's okay. It's important to feel comfortable. But in flipping the rejection letters, maybe you want to ask yourself, maybe it's time to do something different. Maybe it's time to get a little bit uncomfortable. Maybe it is time to go in an area that I'm not familiar with. Because there is something about when you go in an area where you're not comfortable, when you go or doing something that you're not familiar with, your senses are heightened.
Right.
Now, we do say, well, I don't have experience. We talk ourselves out of our own growth, out of our own blessings, out of our own miracles or, you know, the abundance coming to us. But have you considered doing something different?
No, not really.
So maybe it's time to consider doing something different, that your soul, your spirit is saying, this is not it. This is not it. Been there, done that. It's time to move on and do something different.
Okay.
Been there, done that. It's time to do something different. And, you know, what field? What field are you? You said you're trying to stay in the same field. What field is that? What kind of
medical
work
office?
Is it?
I've been working in working with physical therapists and chiropractors as medical assistant in medical office.
Okay. All right, so
I kind of know the language. I kind of know, you know, have that experience. So I wanted to kind of stay there.
Okay. So almost like that you're being told, no, you can't stay where you were. You've got to be more. You got to grow.
Yeah.
You know, when you talk about really making sense of life's challenges, now, you said, I want to stay there. I want to deal with what I know already. But maybe God, the universe, is telling you, it's time for you to do something different. You said, but no, I'm kind of comfortable here. I'm kind of familiar. I know the language. I know the people. I don't have to do much. And God's saying, I know, but it's time for you to do something different. I know, God, but wait, you don't understand. I don't have to do much. I get paid. I don't have to think too much. I don't have to work too hard. I'm comfortable. I know what to do. But, you know, your greatest blessing comes when you surrender to newness.
Mm.
Because when you surrender to something new, it causes a shift in who you are. It's because a shift in your body chemistry, in the way your brain works, because now you have to pay attention. Here's an example. If you're driving somewhere that you know, wherever it is, a grocery store, wherever in Atlanta, if you're in Atlanta, I know your number is an Atlanta number. You don't have to do too much thinking. You get in your car and you drive. You get on 285, 75, 85. You know the exit. You don't have to think. You can be on the phone talking. You can be talking to someone in a car. You don't have to think too much. But if you go somewhere else, you go to New York, there's somebody's never been before, you're going to pay attention. You're going to pay extra attention. You're going to be looking for the exit. You're going to be looking for which turn are you supposed to make. You might be, well, am I on the right path? Or am I? So when you're in that space, your senses are so heightened that it causes you to grow. It seems to me that you've been asked to grow. It seems to me that it's time for you to change. So if life keeps saying to you, nope, this is not it, nope, this is not it, it's time for you to get still.
Okay.
And I want to ask you this question. Actually, I want you to take a breath with me, right? Just take a deep breath. Just breathe in.
Okay.
And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Really just get present. Just kind of feel your body. Feel what you're feeling right now. Maybe you're catching a new awareness. Maybe you feel a little bit more relaxed. Just kind of feel your body. Maybe there's tension in your shoulders. Just breathe in and breathe out. You may have some thoughts running in your mind, like, oh, I feel very relaxed. Or it's like, what's breathing in, breathing out going to do? I need a job. Well, I don't know. Just breathe in and breathe out. And now I want you to just listen and ask yourself and say to yourself, Renee, and say it quietly. Don't say it out loud, but you can if you want. Renee, what do you really want? What do you really want? Listen to the answer, not what your mind is telling you. What do you really want? Listen deeply. Trust your thoughts. Trust your intuition. Trust your guidance. Renee, what do you really want? How do you see yourself 5, 10 years from now? What do you want to learn? What makes you happy? What makes you excited? What lights you up? What really is the perfect job? Okay. If you could create the perfect job for yourself, what would it be? What would it look like? What are you doing? What are you feeling? What are the people like?
I know what the answer is.
Okay, I'm listening.
Well, the answer is I would be myself if I was designing clothes in my out of ethnic type fabrics and presenting them at different cultural events and that kind of thing. But basically I don't feel that that's where I'm at yet. Right now I'm just needing to, that's kind of on the back burner.
Okay, stop right there. See, I didn't ask you if you can do it, but you start to give me a reason why you can't do it. It's on the back burner. So that's what happens. See, you tap into something so joyful, you tap into what you really want. But the mind, and it's not just you, we all do it, I do it. You know, I catch a new insight. Sometimes it gets scary. Your mind's probably saying, but nobody's going to pay me for that. Your mind, you probably haven't, well, I don't have experience in that area. Now, here's the thing. Something that lights you up something that makes you feel excited, something that makes you feel passionate. Do not put it in the back burner. Bring it forward. Mm-hmm. Bring it forward. Maybe while you're applying for work, you can now start investing an hour, 2 hours, into learning more about that. But you know that while you're applying for work, you're working towards something bigger.
Yeah.
So if you put it in the back burner, it just your life is just kind of simmering. It's just simmering. But wait, so let me ask you this. I want you to just sit with me with this. So think about yourself right now. See yourself designing and going to different conferences and looking at, you know, conventions and looking at different fabrics and traveling and looking at the textures and the color and talking to other people who's been doing this for years. But just among people, they're giving you different ideas about what you can do. You make different decisions. What does that feel like?
Okay.
You feel excited?
Yes.
Can
yes,
you see
I
yourself?
Love it. I love the whole thing about it.
Now, so this is what I will leave you with. Don't put it in the back burner. Because that is your unique password to navigating the challenges of your life. Now, you may find a job in that field, but if you put it in the back burner, you won't even have your antennas high enough to pick it up. Because
right.
You might say, I don't have the experience, or nobody will pay me to do that. Well, maybe you might even want to take today to think, what kind of jobs are available in that area? What kind of positions are available in that field? It could mean that you won't make as much as you would have made if you got a job in the medical field because you're used to that. But guess what? You're not in the medical field. You're not even making any money in the medical field. So really, any money you make doing what you love is so much more than what you're making right now.
True.
So I want you to think of where you're putting your attention.
Okay.
I want you to really think about what you just – I mean – what I hear you, it sounds like you already know, and you already know what you really want to do. Pay attention to that.
Okay.
But as you look for work in the medical field, because, you know, you're comfortable there, also devote equal time to seeing if there's jobs in that field.
Yeah.
I know there's a, what's that place in Atlanta called? The Atlanta Mart something, the one near Spring Street. I don't know if they've got something where, you know, people design to do B. They do all kind of conference. But there's different places you can look at. Start putting your energy into things that light you up. Because when you are lit up, you will light your path to your own blessings.
Mm.
And it sounds like it's time for you to do something different.
Okay.
Let your spirit be your guide.
Thank you.
Let
Thank
your
you
spirit
so much.
Be your guide. But don't lose what you just caught here and invest time in doing something that you really want to do. Because you know what? I say to you, if you get a job doing that in the next week or two, you're still going to have challenges, but there's something about waking up every day to do something that you're passionate about. The way you deal with challenges will be different if you're working somewhere and just like, oh, you know, it's a job. It's a job.
Yeah. Exactly.
Take time to meditate and listen for guidance, and then get out there and let spirit guide you. But don't put your passion on the back burner.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for everything. And
you're very welcome,
the inspiration that I get daily with you.
Mm-hmm. It's your soul that led you to this conversation. He said, press the button.
Yeah.
Press one. Now you have your answer. And it's time to get uncomfortable. Get a little bit uncomfortable so you can stretch. Get a little bit unfamiliar with the territory that you're in so you can say, okay, God, I don't know, guide me. And when you surrender completely, you will be blown away. And God will be like, I've been trying to tell you, girl, you're trying to get all comfortable.
I know.
You get to experience my blessing when you get uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Thank you. Peace and blessings, my
thank
sister.
You.
I know that all is well. And when you get that job, when you create the next opportunity, let me know. All right?
I sure will. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Yes, indeed. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on Life Conversations Radio. We've gone a little bit past one, and that's fine because celestial moment happens around one. Let's see. I got a lot that I need to catch up with in the chat room. Woo, there's a lot to chat up with. Well, maybe Celeste will give it to me when we come to it. So, and then I think I got an email. I'll check that. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We're getting ready for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And how are you dealing with life challenges? Maybe you just got through something and you want to share your story. You want to testify. I just want to testify. You want to do a diary? 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Let's do a moment, and then we'll take a musical break, and I can catch up with everything that's in the chat room, the emails, and all the stuff that I need to share. 347-426-3346, or you can go to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show and post your Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show fan page, like page. I'm multitasking. Bear with me, y'all. Just bear with me. Did I just say y'all? Yeah, I know that don't sound right. Anyway, let's get ready for Celestial Moment. Celeste Morgan, welcome back. How are you doing?
It's great to be back in this house of love. I can't keep up with the chat room. I can't.
There's too much love over there.
It's a lot. But I'll tell you, Vonda Guzman, who's going to be a guest on the show, looking forward to that, is sending you mad love. And you have people interacting with you and Renee and giving you suggestions. And it was almost like everybody was on the field of life for Renee. It was amazing. So that's what you missed while you were here.
That's what I missed. Shock.
Yeah.
I didn't miss nothing because you caught it. And we are one with the one.
She inspired me. You know, I hope she will listen in the archive, but she has created a desire within me to want to wear one of her dresses. So she's got to go ahead and plant that seed because I'm not trying to stop.
I mean, and that's, you know, I'm grateful for what she brought to the table because, you know, how many times do we put our gifts, our passions on the back burner and say, you know, I can't do that right now. I can't do that right now. I can't do that right now. So in that statement, we're saying that we need to do it right now. Because if you say you can't do something right now is the time to do it. And we all can relate. I can't do that right now.
But, you know, what do you call it? Soul denial. How can you deny something that lights your soul up? But we do it all the time. I stand with Renee.
And you know, that's how we deal with life challenges, by recognizing, especially if we're getting rejected. If life is saying no, if things are being reflected back to us where the ways that seems like doors are closing, we may need to reevaluate. So she gave us a gift. She gave me a gift. Certainly.
And she's also in alignment with Celestial Moment today, the energy of the day.
You just know how to tap in. I don't know. Who you been hanging with? Who are your people? You know, we need to come hang out with you.
I know, right? Look, I got a big old radio family, and they teach me my flow. And I love you all in the chat room. But we don't do shout-outs.
The fact that you're all rested, I know you're going to bring a powerful celestial moment. Now, I'm going to try and catch up what's going on with the chat room, but I'm going to listen to one air. So don't queasy after you finish. Because I may not get it right.
Well, that's all right. It's still a unique pathway. You can catch it in the archive. So good afternoon,
actually,
family.
You know what? Sorry. I'm going to be quiet. I'm sorry. I'm going to just activate my consciousness to hear everything you're saying while I'm reading what's in the chat. Okay, how about that?
I trust the process of life, my brother.
Ooh, yes. Okay, I'm
done. This is family.
I'm also hungry, people, so energetically send me some food. I can feel your love. So here we go. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. It's Monday, August 27th, 2012. Add the date and you get 2047. Add 2047 and the energy of the day equals 13. 13 shows up as the coyote in medicine cards, and this little trickster likes to show up to remind you not to take it all so seriously. Life is a game. Sometimes sacred lessons come with bumps. Might as well enjoy the trip and find the laughter. The 13th card in the Black Angel cards is the Inquirer. It's through our questions we start to find our way to the center. Questions shift to affirming messages, and you get to enjoy more of your life. The 13th letter of the alphabet is M, and words like magic, mirror, and manifestation connect us to the divine power of 13. 13 also shows up as the Death card in tarot, and that's where we're going to put the spotlight from the perspective of everyday goddess. The Death card is astrologically connected to Scorpio. There's a certain finality with it. It's a certainty. And when we learn to let go of attachment, it can become a dear friend, strengthening your spiritual muscles when you learn to embrace change and transformation and rebirth. Life becomes more fun. First, death is about dying to what is not feeding you. If it's not feeding your soul, just let it go. You died to your old story. You've reclaimed your power. Now go tell it. It's your seed to plant, your gift, your song. If you don't know what that is, I'll tell you. You don't know what you love. It's time to find out so that you'll have more energy and you'll get to enjoy and attract more of it to you. That's when you experience your resurrection. You create space for more in your life to show up and show out. All is well. I'll see you on Tuesday around 1 for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you.
All of that. I had help. You know, I'm still off. The cat came to visit during Celestial Moment.
I knew something happened.
Yeah, Cleo. She's hanging out.
Thank you for the reminder to be birthed again, to die to the old and be made new. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, my sister friend. I appreciate you.
My pleasure.
Life is good. It's getting better. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Yes, Vanda, you are right. Vanda asked an interesting question. We got a call as well. But Vanda was saying maybe it's about how Renee was using her time. And it's so true. Because, you know, they say time is money. Yes. How are you using your time? You know time is money, right? And money is energy. So if money is energy, then time is energy. So is it about how she's using her time? Yes. It's about how she's... What is going on? I didn't know. Play this song all over again. It started playing by itself. I didn't. I promise. So how are you using your time? Right, when Renee called, she used her time differently to get a different perspective. That's how we deal with life challenges. How are you using your energy? What are you focusing on? It is so easy to use people's no as a way to measure ourselves. You are not the stuff that happened to you. You're not the rejection. You are not the breakdown. You are not the relationship that didn't work out. You are not the fact that your account is in overdrawn right now. You are not the pain in your back. You are not the dis-ease that you're going through. Because who you really are is so much more. But because you're so much more, you are the power of transformation. You are the power of healing. What you're going through and growing through is here for you to experience, to manifest who you really are, to become so expressive rather than depressive,
if that makes sense.
To express your power, your gift. Sometimes it's not always easy, but it's important to reach out. When you reach out, you can get out of the funk. But you've got to go back to the beginning. You got to go back to the beginning. And here's a wonderful segue to bring in Ricky Byers Beckwith. In the beginning, the title of this song is Genesis. In the beginning, God. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word is your creative power. And that creative power is God. That creative power is you. Here's Ricky Byers Beckwith, and we'll be back to answer some of your questions. Take call. Teresa is calling early. Oh, my God. That is a transformation. Yes, indeed. Okay, I'm going to stop that. I want you to hear the whole thing. Because Ricky's telling us we're here. We're here to reveal the face of God, to reveal what God said in the beginning. Ricky Byers Beckwith, Genesis. Let's take a break, and we'll come back with Teresa. She wants to play. She wants to play with me. Don't play with me. We'll be right back. 347-426-3346. You are God in the flesh. I am here for... Mike, stop singing because it's out of sync with the song. But I want to sing. I want to sing. I am here for God to reveal what was said in the beginning. I want to be... Okay, stop it, stop it, stop it. I am here what God said in the beginning. Stand still and be your own salvation. When life gets challenging, go back to the beginning. You are God in the flesh. What does that look like? Well, you need to find out. There's a creative power within each and every one of us. And your creative power is so uniquely you, there is a way you're supposed to deliver that. In the beginning, God. I love this song. You're a child of God's creation. It's about reaching out, recognizing you are not separated, that you're connected to all that is, individual, undivided, that you're connected to all the wisdom, all the joys, all the answers. So if you're feeling separated, if you're feeling disconnected, reach out. Carly Jackson reminds us, we are one. Let's go to my sister, Teresa, in the chat room or on the phone line. All right, Ricky Bias. Because this is a great song. I don't know. I'm going to play it later again. I don't know, because I get to do what I want to do. Ricky Bias Beckwith, WeLetItBe.com. WeLetItBe.com. That's from the first album, which is I Found a Deeper Love. Great album. Great album. 347-426-3346. Let me get my spiritual swab so I can inject Teresa with some inspirational juice. Wait a minute. Let me just stay spiritual because that image is kind of crazy. Okay.
I'm standing in line for my voluntary shot or injection of Ade's wisdom. So I don't know. As always, I love the show. I love what you do. I love who you are. And thank you, Renee, for calling in with your truth and sharing that with us. I think she's put a little bit of a dimming switch on her light, and I think you just lit her up. So you took that off. So she's going to be sent out into the world with a newfound eyesight onto, you know, what I was seeing when you were talking to her is, you know, sometimes because I'm looking for a job too, and I'm not so much into the rejection. I'm more into the, I'm kind of looking and pulling the weeds on trying to find what my heart's work is, as well as balancing that with the money. And it is hard. It's a hard economy out there right now. And it's hard when you're coming from a spiritual place to really do what your heart's calling you to do, and yet you got to pay the bills. So
yes.
So I'm with you, Renee. I feel for you, and I know a lot of other people do. But it does. It gets to a point where you kind of hit that redundancy over and over and over again, and you're just, like you said, you're just driving down the highway, and you don't even know how you got to your destination because it's just so daily routine. But you need to have something changed up to be able to really go into the day with a newfound love and insight on things. And I get frustrated too, because it's like these jobs that I want to do, that I would love to do, and helping people and transforming. You know, there's things that are out there, like what she was saying that she did, that she could actually do, but in a different way, you know, put a different spin on it and add her own two cents. And I was seeing her with her beautiful ability to make clothing, and is to go teach classes with women in shelters to give them something to give them a piece of herself, but to give them something to kind of learn from. and give them some empowerment tools. So I don't know if that's anything for you, Renee, but, you know, take it for what it's worth. It might be a little spark of, something to think about.
That's a really good point. That's a very good point, because as you said it, I mean, I felt the energy of that. And, you know, mm-hmm. because it's something that she loves, and anybody else who knows there's something that they're passionate about, they'll want to do one day, just think about, even if you got a job or not, how can you do that thing that you put on the back burner that makes you, that just inspires you? How can you give to others? Because you never know who's going to see you saying, you just do this like you love it. I just feel like, you know, wow, you lose yourself. You inspire me. And then, you know, people start asking you, do you do this? Can you, you know, they start referring you because you ignite them. So that's a very good point. And, you know, I'm grateful that Renee, yeah, she's back. She was gone for a minute, or unless she's listening online, but she's back. So I'm sure she's hearing all of this. Maybe, yeah, it's about taking time out to use her time to give to others. And I was thinking as well that, especially when you talk about money, Teresa, the challenges mm-hmm. that we're going through, I had an experience this last week, and it was about money, and somebody offered a service, and, you know, there's all kind of stuff. And that, you know, it turned out where it was like, whoa, how did we get to this point where, you know, I owe you that much? But the work was offered, and I committed to paying it, but at this moment I can't do it. So last week, it's just kind of like really trying to get to a better place where I honor the person and I feel honored. But sometimes it's kind of challenging. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm thinking, I don't want to be dealing with this. I don't want to have to be dealing with this stuff. I want to move on. But the truth is, I'm dealing with it. And I know that it's a gift for me. It's an opportunity for me to grow and to get better and to think differently. So, yeah, we're all catching it. And all of it, everything that's happening is for our own good. I know that to be true. It's for our own good.
I know, and a lot of times it's a bitter pill to swallow.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, especially when you're wanting to do work with you know, your heart's work and finding the money. You know, I went from that phase of wanting, I knew what I wanted. Well, I knew what I liked to do. And I still have, I bounce up against that wall a lot of the times where I think, well, I would love to do this. But, and then you go down to the qualifications. Well, you need a degree. You need so many years of experience. And I just think to myself, you know, if these people would just drop that and let somebody come in that has the, I guess, the audacity, right, to say, I don't have any of that, but give me an opportunity to perform this so-called job that you have, and let me transform this position, because it will be magnificent. Sadly, you know, the world doesn't see things that way. That doesn't mean it can't happen, because you can set your intention and you can do that. And I do that every day, but it's frustrating. It is frustrating. And
money
isn't an interesting thing, isn't it?
It is. But what you said is important. Well, you know, the song, go back to the beginning, and beginning God. Mm-hmm. You know, in the beginning God, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. The Word is the creative power. So if we go to a job and say, listen, I know you're looking for experience, sometimes the way you communicate with people and say, listen, I don't have experience, but I'm willing to do whatever it takes to gain the experience, or whatever we need to say to really go in there with intention, having the right intention, not like, well, let me see what would happen. It changes our circumstances. I had to do that, you know, with the situation I had with the money. There was a part of me that was feeling like, oh, gosh, I'd rather not be dealing with this. But I have to say, well, what if I was on the flip side? If the table was turned, would I want to be paid for the service I offered? Yes. Okay, but how the service turned out, or how I see the service and how it came about, I didn't quite. It felt funny, but for me it was important to say, listen, it's not even about the service. It's about how can we support one another while we're all being challenged. Mm-hmm. How can that be different? How can it be a place for healing? And that's what we need. It's about thinking differently. So I want to ask you, I don't know if you have a question for me, but I want to
ask you, Ade, before you ask me a question, because you just brought up something else I was going to say was, in my search for jobs, That word is so limited, right? I don't like to use it, because it really is so limited, but a lot of people can relate to it. So in my search, I find myself searching for people, not jobs, and networking with people and telling people, hey, here's, And you know what? A lot of times you don't even have to tell them what it is that you do because they pick up on you and they just think, you know, I don't know what you do, but I like you. And then they want to find out what you do outside of whatever you just met them on. And you network because people know people that know people. And somebody down the line might say, you know what? I've got a position that we were thinking of creating, but we didn't quite know how to implement it. And what you do would be perfect. So that's another little tidbit for Renee, because you can kind of get in through the back door somewhere. And that's kind of what I'm hoping to do in some format or another. But networking is key. And talk about yourself. Talk about yourself and just be proud of who you are, and not just your skills that you do on paper, but in life, how you raised your kids, how you treat your friends, how you keep your home, you know, how you are at church, whatever, your whole life, have it emanate through you every day with everybody that you talk to. And it's going to come to you. It's going to come to me, and it's going to come to you all day, too.
It's coming. It's coming.
If it hasn't already. It shows up in all kinds of different ways. So anyway, go ahead. I'm listening.
There's always room for more, and you talked about energy, and it's like, you know, how we show up, our attitude, our personality. Our energy is our currency, so we got to use it wisely. We got to use it wisely, and wow, the phone line is blowing up. But I want to ask you, how's your dad doing?
My father, it's interesting, you know, because for everybody, just to let them know, my father's dealing with an experience right now that we call cancer, and with another limited word, but prostate cancer. And he is, he's very, very vulnerable right now. My dad is I've grown up with him as a very hard-headed, strong, opinionated, doesn't want to listen to what you have to say. It's about you listening to what he has to say. He puts it down and you better take it or just walk away. And he is a completely different person right now. He's never wanted to listen to what I have to say. And now he listens with complete, he's eye contact. His heart is open. He's doing things that I'm having him do naturally without argument. It's an interesting transition. And his vulnerability just cracked my heart open. And, you know, when I... when this whole experience for me has been interesting, because I also have to deal with my mother, who is also, she's deaf and she has her own disabilities that she's living with. So she's in a lot of fear on what if I lose him? What am I going to do? Where am I going to live? How am I going to live? Because he does a lot of stuff for her. So, I kind of have it twofold. And then I have to think, you know, should I be thinking about the future? Am I going to have to move her in with me? Am I going to have to do this? And then I end up finding myself getting wrapped up in her fear energy. And I think, no. We're going with each moment. We don't need to think about tomorrow. We're thinking about right now. So so he's moving through it, you know. He doesn't talk about how he feels. He looks at it as, well, how the hell do you think I feel?
No, that's right.
I feel like crap. I mean, and you can't say anything except, well, yeah, I guess that is a stupid question. How do you feel? Well, hello. How do you think I feel?
Yeah.
Well, you're right.
Right.
So I have a hard time saying that generic, well, hi, how are you today? Well, I don't have to. I just say, you know, how's it going?
Right.
How is today? I mean, is today any better than yesterday? Is it any better than 2 hours ago? So he's dealing.
Right.
And I'm dealing, and it's just kind of a process, you know?
Yes.
Thank you for asking. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I'm sending your family lots of love, knowing that right where you are, God is, because that is the truth. And the healing power of God, of love, is moving through you. It's moving through your mother. It's moving through your father. And it's supporting you and keeping you grounded to make the right choice. And, you know, hold on to that. Breaking open, that he says, breaking your heart open to love, to be compassionate. Life is messy sometimes. Life is painful. But, you see yourself as a light worker. You see yourself as a healer. So this is a perfect opportunity for you to experience yourself on a deeper level so that you can continue to shine. And thank you for saying yes to life, because that's what it's about.
Well, we get presented with, you know, we can talk and talk. And especially mm-hmm. when we're really professing, you know, well, I can do this and I can do that. And I come from a place of love 24/7, and then this happens. And you think,
yeah.
And you can preach to how somebody else should live their life and what decisions they should make. And then when it happens to you, you take a step back and say, wow, okay.
Yeah.
I thought I was looking at things from their perspective, but I'm being shown in a real up close and personal way. That, you know, it's not the same for everybody. And nobody comes from love 24/7. You might emanate from love from source. Well, you do, not might. But you might not be feeling it all the time. And you, like you said, if you feel like crying, acknowledge that. Go with it. Flow with it. It's healing. To acknowledge where you are in that moment, regardless of what it is, anger, judgment, whatever. Acknowledge
yes.
it, and then just let it
Indeed.
Flow through you. Because if you block it, you're only going to cause yourself a longer, deeper struggle.
Well,
so,
well, if you block it, you explode. That's it.
Yeah.
If you block it, you explode. So yes,
you explode,
yes,
or you go
Teresa.
Into a deep depression. Yeah.
So, that's right.
Yes, thank you.
Right.
Thank you for all of that. Yeah. And I'm so glad you're back. You know, I love your recorded shows, but being live, it just has so much more of that energy that's just, mm-hmm. it's just powerful. So thank you,
my sister. Thank you. I appreciate you. Yes. Teresa, she called in early. Let's go to Vanda. Vanda's calling from Germany. Hello, my sister friend. How are you doing?
Hi, Ade. This is awesome. It's just a wonderful show today, and I'm in my quiet time on Mondays, but I had hit join on when you sent me the confirmation thing. I hit join, and I said, oh, well, you said you're just going to join, so you better join. So I'm joining.
Right.
Like I said, I would. I'm enduring. It has been really beautiful and so healing and so compassionate and just full of enlightening thoughts and ideas, and just from the heart. And I'm just really enjoying it today. And it was just so on time. Celestine with her, with her little bit she had to say was right in there for Renee, and what you had to say was right in there for Renee. You know, it's like this is for Renee Day. This is Renee Day. And I'm just really proud of her for making that call today that she made to get her day. And I'm just celebrating. And then Teresa talking about, you know, going to the shelter, doing some things. And this is it, planting seeds. I got seeds on my wall with some tape. And I'm always saying, Vonda, plant seeds, plant seeds. Plant seeds. And, you know, and I'm a singer, so sometimes I'm not gigging in things either, but I do things. I plant seeds. I have prayer lists.
Right.
I do all kinds of things. I share. I give. I support. So that was perfect when Teresa said that.
Thank you, my sister. I appreciate you for all the love you're sharing in the chat room and with Renee. You know, Renee is standing for us all to remember, as you said, to plant the seed, to give of ourselves, because that's what we're being asked now. What do you have to give? What can you offer? Whatever it is, no matter how small, what is it? And I look forward to having a detailed conversation with you next week. All right,
well, I'm looking forward to, and then, you know, just thanks for how you dealt with Renee, because it would not have happened if you hadn't said, well, what, you know, what is it that you... Anything else you want to do, you know, take a deep breath. You know, we have to just assist. And you were just right there to just assist. And that's what caused all that to come up that, you know, I want to design my own clothes. Because maybe if you had dealt with it another way, that would have not come up. So the shift came through that. And so I bless you.
Thank you. Bless you too, my sister. I appreciate you.
Okay.
I love my family. I miss y'all. I did not miss y'all this much. Oh, this love. Oh, this community. Let's go to Tam, Tamara. And then we're going to go to Carly Jackson. Hey, Tamara, how are you doing?
You know, it is so good to hear you live and just feel that energy and just be here. You know, you just can't go away on vacation anymore unless you take us all with you.
That's a good point. That's another women vacation. We all go together. We go to a beach or something, and it's like, life coach, I got a question. No, not now. Go ask the ocean. I'm on vacation.
I'm
See what Mother Ocean has for you.
Yeah, I love thinking scuba diving and that tropical water. You know, I'm there.
Indeed. So you got a gift for us today, huh?
You know, I really do. And it really started, the journey for me these last few weeks started when you had Lynn Andrews on the show the last time.
Mm-hmm.
She is such a mother spirit, and so much so that I had to go to the library, and I have about 10 of her books that I am currently reading through. And I found this in her book called Walk in Spirit, Prayers mm-hmm. for the Seasons of Life. And I thought it was really fitting, and I'd like to read it if that's okay.
Sure.
It's called A Prayer for Abundance. Money is the trade beads of the 20th century. Great Spirit, how may I better string the beads of abundance in my life? Often I have thought that money was an evil thing, and I have been afraid to accumulate any kind of wealth. But now I understand, Great Spirit, that you have given me a great teaching, that I am worthy of comfort and warmth in the evening when it's cold, that I do not have to go without to be a sacred being. You have taught me well, Great Spirit. I have worked hard in my life. I have been afraid to be paid for my efforts because I thought it was wrong. But I was the one who was wrong, Great Spirit. I took your gifts and threw them back in your face. But the gift of abundance is the same as the gift of the sacred pipe or the energy that abounds in a newborn child. All the energy of this earth is from you, Great Spirit. It is your body. It is your blood. It is the breath of what you are, the creative force of all that is. So for me to turn my back on your gifts is an insult. Abundance is the breath of the Great Spirit. I thank you, Great Spirit, for helping me understand that we are indeed all one on this great Mother Earth, and that as I become abundant, I help others to become abundant. If you give to me, it does not make someone else less fortunate. Quite to the contrary, Great Spirit, I now see that it gives those who have less the courage to follow their dreams to manifest in their lives all that they need. Thank you, Great Spirit, for the abundance of nature and all that lives in this universe. I am filled with gratefulness, Great Spirit, for all that you have shown me. Hope. Isn't that beautiful? Mm. Isn't that one of the most beautiful things you've ever heard?
Mm-hmm. Authentic prayer. Grounded prayer. Yes. Thank you. You know, yes, we recognize that, you know, to not experience abundance is to deny God, is to deny the universe. It is our birthright.
Yes.
And
yes.
To know that we are here to be compensated beyond our wildest dreams for the things we're passionate about.
Yes, and
thank
you
know,
when we're
prayer,
helping ourselves, when we're helping
ourselves,
we're actually helping others too, because we are all one.
We are all one. We're all one. That's my segue. That's my segue to go to Carly. Yes. Thank you, Tamara. I appreciate you. We are one. Stop it. Let me see that. No. Let me bring the real voice in. Let's just see. I don't want to bring the real voice in. Go ahead and drop it like it's hot, Carly. Go on, sing the song live for us. Go ahead. Tell us real one.
Listen, as much as I love you, I just finished a studio gig, and my voice is a little unique right now.
Well, as unique as mine. Do you see me when you... Okay, don't get me started now.
Let me
sing
long
enough, make you sing. Go ahead.
I had something to say, and she just completely shifted me, but it's still in the same conversation, though. I really appreciated what she read. Hey, shout out to Vonda, my chat room friend. I called to speak about how... Renee's story was connected to the woman that I just recorded a song with. She flew me to Detroit and had me record a song. And what I wasn't going to share, but what I'm going to share now, because it was connected to abundance, was I had a breakdown in the recording session while we were chatting. I shared with her that the first time she hired me to do a song, I thought she was, you know, going to pay me like $100, $150. She ended up writing a check for, I think it was about $700. And when I tell you, my stomach was like in notches. Like, I realized that at that point, this was a few years ago, I didn't stand in my worthiness of someone paying me that. And I can remember calling her days after saying, listen, do you have anything you want me to do? You know, you don't have to pay me at all. Like, I was doing everything to try to make up for what I didn't think I was worthy of, you know, at that time. So here I'm, you know, being flown into Detroit, you know. So I'm at a different space now. And, you know, the gig was definitely a little bit more. And when I shared that with her, that I was, you know, my prayer was to open up to more abundance, and I shared with her that I was uncomfortable with what she had given me. I mean, we were all in tears. It was unbelievable. But that's what her reading, you know, from the book made stood out for me. But what I originally wanted to say was that this sister is a successful researcher. I don't want to get too specific because I'm going to tell her to listen to the show, but she's really successful in what she does, but it's not her joy and her life is music. And she had a conversation with me and was just like, she's living literally two different lives. And now that she has children, it even makes the music even tinier, you know, but the passion in her is just like burning, and she's in these two conflicting, you know, worlds. I want to have her listen to the show, because what you were saying to Renee was literally, you know, could speak to her like it could speak to all of us, but, you know, it just happened to be a recent experience.
Yes. It's amazing, isn't it? You know, it's amazing. I mean, you brought up so many points for me, thoughts. You know, it's like, you know, as we go through life's challenges, there's some things we want this, we need. But sometimes we don't have the right consciousness to receive it. I know, I've definitely been in that space where I've been paid more, somebody gave me something, and they said, and I'm seriously like, yeah. And then I'm thinking, well, maybe I should do more. Because like you said, there's a part of me thinking, oh, they really, what I'm saying is they paid me more than what they should have paid me, and I want to try and balance that. Or struggle with receiving, well, you're giving me money. And we put so much energy into money that we miss the lesson. We put so much energy and said money is the most important thing. But it really isn't. It's the energy that's being exchanged. So it's about, you know, making sense out of life challenges, getting our consciousness right, taking time to be still, to be still. And really listening, you know, you talked about, you know, how, I mean, what your friend is dealing with. What Renee gave us all a gift. We're using Renee, but Renee is really the teacher for the day. You know, she gave us a gift. It's like, where are we struggling to blend what we really want and, well, what we don't know and what we do know? That's the journey of life. Sometimes it's messy. Sometimes we make a mistake. It's a trial and error. But it's about doing the inner work so we can trust in that gift, and then trusting it enough that God, the universe, spirit will guide us how to use it. Because sometimes we don't always need to, that job, that gift, that passion may not be a full-time thing, but whatever time we invest in it will be enough to fuel us in the other things that we're doing. Sometimes you can incorporate the two or the three. And but yeah, that's truly, truly, I mean, life is, how do we, you know, for me, it's like, how do we make sense of life challenges? We allow ourselves to redefine who and what we are every day, every minute, rather than saying, I'm too old, it's too late, I don't have the money, I don't have the education.
Absolutely.
Be quiet.
Absolutely.
Be quiet.
Let me tell you something. It took a co-worker's husband, after I sang at a funeral, to say she missed her calling. For me to be like, what? He made that comment like, I'm thinking I'm 40, I'm not dead, but it propelled me to have my own show. But yeah, I wanted to also say what you know, after what you just said, you mentioned discomfort before, and, you know, we all have to be open and embrace that level of discomfort, you know, in that transition period, you know, when we're beginning to, you know, allow our dreams to manifest, because there's a period of discomfort because you're leaving your safety zone, your comfort zone, you know, so we have to embrace that discomfort. Because it's all good.
Thank you, thank you. I mean, when the mother's giving birth, she certainly have a discomfort. But once the baby's birthed, it's like, see, it's so beautiful, it's so beautiful. So whatever we're dealing with, we're being birthed right now. We just have to keep breathing and pushing, breathe and push, breathe and push. And then on the other side, we get to experience a new birth of ourselves, a new experience. My sister, I so love you. You're just such a beautiful woman. Are you in Georgia?
Yes, I am.
Ooh, I can't wait to see you. I don't know how we're going to work it out, but we're going to make
it
happen. Because that's
intention. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
We will figure it out.
I appreciate you. Carly Jackson. That's Carly Jackson, and I'm going to play something for her. An amazing, amazing voice of God. That's who she is. She just opens up and let God sing through her, and you are healed through her voice. Thank you, my sister, for all you do, and I look forward to seeing you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, we're going to release the show with Carly Jackson. Well, you know, just a few things I want to share with you, tips for making sense out of life. Learn the art of non-attachment. When things are happening, just have a way of saying, you know, be able to look at it from a distance. Be able to become an observer. Don't get so caught up in the end result. Ask for what you want and say, okay, God, this or something better. And I've said this over and over, meditation, be still, be still. Ask yourself, what do I want? What do I want? And allow you, yourself, your higher self, to reveal to you what it is that is being called forth right now. Sometimes you may be in a very funky place. You may need to lean on somebody, on a coach, on a minister, on a good friend, on a radio, on a book. Or sometimes just get still. Just get still. Forgiveness, that's ongoing thing. Just letting go of the story, letting go of the lies. Let it go, let it go, and recognize that the discomfort that you're going through is an indicator that life is birthing itself through and as you. I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. I'm blessing all of you that are going through trying times that you know. You're saying, I know, but I'm just struggling. I'm standing with you now. The listeners are standing with you. All that called in, those that are listening, those listening on the archive, we're all standing with each other, supporting each other. And together we're sending out the vibration of healing, of transformation to the world. Well, we don't focus too much on the economy, but we recognize that the universe, the planet, life, nature as us is rebirthing itself, where we get to appreciate who and what we are, really. Because we are one. Be love is the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself, your soul, your life depends on it. And allow the love to come back. Be love. This is Carly Jackson, A Lesson in Oneness. I will see you tomorrow. Tomorrow we're talking about the science of the mind with Barbara Berger and Tim Ray. Peace and blessings. I love you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Carly Jackson,
tell us. Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation, 'cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now, do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now, do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.